بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Tonight, this is our sixth session with the topic أثر القرآن في إصلاح القلوب, يعني the impact of the Quran in mending the hearts, by Sheikh Suleiman Al-Ruhayli, who is a professor at the Islamic University of Medina, as well as a teacher in the Masjid Al-Nabawi in Medina, and Imam Al-Khatib in Masjid Quba in Medina. Tonight, inshallah, this will be what we expect to be our final session dealing with this topic. And tonight, the Sheikh, we're going to try to mention 5 points that he closed this topic with, related to those things which are the means through which the hearts are mended or repaired or rectified. And just to put things in focus, we want to quickly review some of the points that we covered. And in the first session, the Sheikh laid down the foundation for this topic, which is really, really relevant in light of the events that are taking place across America today and rather around the world. And we say that at this time in which there's a tremendous uproar and outrage at the death of an innocent black man in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and there's a call, a tremendous a call towards reformation, and a call towards yani justice, yani changing the system, changing laws, changing rules and regulations and guidelines that the police function upon, and fixing the society in general. We just want to remind ourselves that this topic, which began before the unjust and yani senseless murder of George Floyd, we want to say that we began this topic before that, and it is appropriate that we end this topic during this time, which is yani the impact of the Quran in mending or rectifying or reforming or repairing the hearts. Okay, what is the relevance of this topic today to what we see happening in the world? And that is, as the Sheikh began this topic, he mentioned that the human being has been placed in the earth, yani to settle the earth, to populate the earth, and to establish a tawheed, the worship of Allah alone, in the world. And the means through which this can happen is that the heart of the human being itself is first reformed, mended, repaired, rectified, so that the human being can act in a way that has been intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there be justice and that there be fairness in the world. And that is yani by the reformation of the heart and the establishment of a tawheed. There will never be any real justice in the world, in America or elsewhere, except that the hearts are mended, except that tawheed is established in the earth. And this can only happen by means of the speech of Allah, the words of Allah, the Quran. So the Shaykh, he laid this foundation in the beginning. And again, I repeat that this topic, we began this topic before the upheaval that we see in America and around the world today, calling for justice. So this was the first point that we dealt with. And in the second session, yani we dealt with the tafsir, yani some brief commentary on the ayats, of some of the ayats of the Quran, which mentioned the qualities of the Quran due to which it is the means of rectification or reformation or yani repairing of the hearts. And in the third session, we talked about yani the effect or the impact of the Quran can only really occur if there's a proper receptacle to receive the message of the Quran. That is, that the heart is whole and sound, that the heart is alive, that the person listens attentively and takes heed to the message that is contained in the Quran. In the fourth session, after mentioning at the end of the third session the first of those things through which the Quran mends the heart, and the first of them was the establishment of a tawheed, establishment of tawheed in the earth, and the rejection of a shirk and the people of shirk. So in the fourth session, we actually began to outline some of the things that the Shaykh mentions, which are the means for the rectification of the heart after the establishment of Tawheed. He said, number two, knowing the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing their qualities and their characteristics, due to which a person will love them and would follow them and take them as models and act in the same way that they acted, and this is from the greatest of the means of rectification of the hearts. The third thing that the Shaykh mentioned is that the hearts are mended through knowing the people of sa'ada and khair, yani the people of good fortune, the people of goodness, knowing their characteristics and their qualities and the road that they traveled that led them to prosperity and success in this world and the next life. And likewise, similarly, knowing the people of shaqawa and shar, the people of wretchedness and the people of evil, knowing their qualities and characteristics and their actions that led to their punishment in this world and the next. The fourth point the Shaykh mentioned is that rectification of the hearts, yani by means of the Qur'an, is that from the Qur'an a person comes to know that what is important and what is of great consequence and what really counts is a person having sincere iman and righteous actions. And if a person knows this and then strives towards yani having that sincere, true iman and righteous actions that come forth from it, then this is, again, from amongst the greatest means of the rectification of the heart. After this, the Shaykh mentioned the fifth point, the rectification of the heart by means of the Qur'an, is that a person comes to know that it is accepting and acting upon what Allah loves, even if it means giving up what we might ourselves desire, yani giving preference to what Allah loves over what our nafs or our desires might call us to. After this, in the final session, yani last week's session, session number 5, we dealt with a number of other points that are means through which the Quran rectifies the hearts. The first of them that the Shaykh mentioned is the reality that the heart of the human being is subject to be healthy and it's subject to be sick. And that sickness, when it's mentioned in the Quran, is talking about the sickness or diseases of the heart. And these sicknesses are of two types, yani ash-shubuhat and ash-shahawat. And the Shaykh said that ash-shubuhat, these are the doubts that occur to the human being that cause the person to doubt the truth and the right way and the path of righteousness, and this causes the person to be distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second of those sicknesses is shahawat, and that is weakness of will in front of the pleasures of this world that cause a person to fall into sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the Shaykh mentioned point number 7, the seventh point from amongst those things that are the means through which the Quran rectifies the heart, and that is through the Quran we come to be warned against al-ghafla and the people of ghafla, that is being unmindful and heedless of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, that we are warned from this, yani heedlessness and being unmindful of the signs of Allah and the ayat of Allah. And then the last point that we mentioned last week is that the hearts are rectified through the Quran, yani by coming to know that whoever abandons that which is beneficial to them and abandons that which is good while they have the ability to do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test them and try them by occupying them as a result of their abandoning the good. He will occupy them with that which is evil and that which is harmful to them and that which will not benefit them. This was the last point that we mentioned last week, and tonight inshallah we're going to try to cover the last 5 points that the Shaykh has mentioned from amongst those things that are the means of rectification or reformation of the hearts. And again, the relevance of this topic to the current events that we see happening in America, across America and around the world, is that the society will not be reformed, that justice will not be established until Tawheed is established in the earth, yani the establishment of Islam. And that cannot happen unless the hearts are purified. Laws cannot establish justice in the earth. Rather, hearts have to be changed. Hearts have to be repaired. Hearts have to be reformed and rectified. And this can only happen by means of the Quran. So, the ninth point, or the yani the first of the last 5 points that the Shaykh mentions is وَيَصْلُحُ الْقَلْبُ بِالْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّ الْقُلُوبَ بِيَدِ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Yani that the hearts are reformed and the hearts are mended by the Quran when a person comes to know that hearts are in the hand of Ar-Rahman, that hearts are controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He turns them however He wills. This particular point is yani from amongst the most important matters that has been mentioned in this topic so far, and that is the realization, the fact that the hearts of the human being are controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as is mentioned, yani here the Shaykh is alluding to an authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he has, that is reported by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of the fact that the hearts of the human being are between two, yani bayna asbi'i Asabi Ar-Rahman. They are between two fingers of the fingers of Ar-Rahman, and He turns them however He wills. So this is a reality that when it is known, the Shaykh says, then one will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them and to make their heart to be safe, yani from harm, and that their heart be firm upon the truth and upon right guidance. Yani when a person knows that the heart is under the total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He does with it whatever He wills, this will cause a person to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for protection, to protect their heart and keep their heart safe from harm, and to make it firm upon al-haq wal-huda, upon the truth and right guidance. Here the Shaykh, hafidhahullah, he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 8th Ayat, رَبَّنَا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Yani this ayah is a supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, that makes us to know that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only to guide us, but also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to allow us to go astray after He has guided us. So in this ayat in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very, very important supplication that every one of us is in need of to memorize and to recite with consciousness of its meaning and to recite sincerely from our hearts, knowing that we are in need. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O our Rabb, do not cause our hearts to deviate, to go astray after You have guided us. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, and give us from Yourself rahma, yani grant us the gift of rahma. Indeed, You are the one who gives freely. As Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di in his tafsir of this ayat of the Quran, he says that the meaning of this supplication, O our Lord, do not cause our hearts to deviate after You have guided us, it means do not cause our hearts to incline away from the haqq due to ignorance, due to our ignorance, or due to our stubbornness. Don't allow our hearts, or don't cause our hearts to deviate due to our ignorance, or to deviate due to our stubbornness, but rather make us yani mustaqimeen, hadeen, muhtadeen. Make us to be of those who are upright upon the straight path, those who are guides to the straight path, and those who are rightly guided. And make our hearts firm upon Your guidance, and protect us from being tried or tested with the trial of those who have deviated after they have been guided to the straight way. And the meaning of وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, and give us the gift from Yourself of rahmah, he said a great rahmah, rahmah azimah. That is, grant us the tawfiq, the success of doing that which is good, and protect us from doing that which is evil. Yani the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here it is that Allah grant us success in doing that which is good and pleasing to Him, and protecting us from that which is evil and disobedience to Him. For indeed, يعني فإنك أنت الوهاب, indeed you are الوهاب, that is the one who is, يعني is vast in his giving and in his gift giving to those of his servants who are pleasing to him, and he is يعني extremely good to us, and his goodness يعني covers the whole of the creation. After mentioning this ayat, the Shaykh, he says, and the du'a that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say the most, يعني كان أكثر دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. And this hadith is reported by At-Tirmidhi and others, and Shaykh al-Albani, and before him Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said that it is sahih. يعني this is also a supplication from the authentic sunnah, which every Muslim is in need of. We should learn it, we should memorize it, we should recite it with sincerity and consciousness of its meaning from the depths of our hearts. Ya muqallib al-qulub, O the one who turns the hearts, who changes the conditions of the heart. Thabbit qalbi ala deenik, make my heart to be firm upon your deen. These two supplications from the Quran and from the Sunnah are supplications that each of us are in need of. It is incumbent upon us to learn their meanings, to understand them well, and to recite them regularly, frequently, at least on a daily basis. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا. O Allah, O our Rabb, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. يا مقلب القلوب, O the one who turns the hearts over, who changes the conditions of the hearts. ثبت قلبي على دينك, make my heart to be firm upon your deen. This is the first of the last five matters that the Shaykh says are those factors which are effective, which have a great impact on the rectification or the reformation of the hearts. The second matter of these last five, the Shaykh says, وَيَصْلِحُ الْقَلْبُ بِالْقُرْآنِ بِأَنْ يَعْلَمَ صَاحِبُهُ أَنَّ خَيْرَهُ وَسَعَادَتَهُ وَسَلَامَتِهِ أَمِ فِي سَلَامَتِهِ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ الْأَخْيَارِ وَسَلَامَتِهِ مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ الرَّدِيئَةِ. يعني that the hearts are mended, the hearts are repaired, they are rectified by the Qur'an, in that a person comes to know from the Qur'an that the khair and the sa'ada, all goodness, good fortune, prosperity and success is in one being free from ill will towards the Muslims, the people of khair. Yani that one's heart be free from having ill will. Yani to wish goodness, to wish good for the Muslims. And that one's heart is free from al-akhlaq al-radiyya, from despicable, lowly, bad characteristics or qualities. Yani the rectification of the heart by the Qur'an is that one comes to know from the Qur'an that every goodness, that success and prosperity and good fortune is in freeing one's heart from ill will towards the Muslims, and freeing one's heart from bad behavior or bad characteristics and qualities. Here the Shaykh mentions an ayah from the Qur'an that supports the idea of the necessity and the benefit of freeing one's heart from ill will towards the believers, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, 59th Surah, 10th Ayat, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا غُفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, those who came after them, yani after the Ansar and the Muhajireen, after the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, yani that those who came after them, يَقُولُونَ, this is how they supplicate. They say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِمَانِ. O our Rabb, forgive us and forgive our brothers, those who preceded us in Iman. meaning the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the generations that followed them before us. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. O Allah, forgive us and also forgive our brothers who preceded us in iman. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا. And do not place in our hearts غِل, يعني hatred or malice or rancor or ill will, يعني العداوة البغضاء. Don't allow there to be in our hearts enmity or hatred. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for those who believe. يعني for the believers in general, that we should not have in our hearts ill will or hatred or enmity towards the people who have iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ الرَّؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. O our Lord, indeed you are Ra'uf, the one who is full of kindness, and Rahim, the one who is full of mercy. The Shaykh sufficed this particular point with this ayat, and he didn't go further than this, and we're going to stop here on this ayat just for a moment to reflect on the importance of this particular matter, that from the things that rectify the hearts, that improve the condition of the heart, is that a person tries to make sure that their heart is free of enmity or hatred or ill will towards those who believe. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, in his tafsir of this ayat, he says that this dua, and this is also a third dua that the believers are in need of. Yani, this dua is a dua that we are in need of. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا. O Allah, forgive us, asking for forgiveness for ourselves and forgiveness of our brothers, those who preceded us in iman. And do not place in our hearts any hatred or ill will or enmity towards those who have iman. The Shaykh says that those who came after them, meaning after the Muhajireen and the Ansar, yani all of the Muslims who came after the generation of the Sahaba, that they say, yani as a means of benefit for themselves and as a means of benefit for the rest of the believers, they say, O Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers who have preceded us in iman. This is a supplication that is inclusive of jami'al mu'mineen, of all believers are included in this dua. As-sabiqina min as-sahaba, those who preceded us from the companions, وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَمِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and those who ever believed, even before the Sahaba, yani those who followed the prophets and messengers before them, and those who came after them. Yani this supplication, he said, is inclusive of all people of iman. May Allah forgive us and may Allah forgive all of the believers. This is a tremendous supplication that we should be saying frequently, at least on a daily basis. The Shaykh says that هذا من فضائل الإيمان, that this is from the virtues of iman, that the believers, some of them, benefit from others of the believers. Yani that the believers benefit from one another, and that the believers supplicate for one another. And this is due to their musharika, yani that they share in iman, that they are all having the same quality of iman, that iman which seals brotherhood between the mu'mineen. That brotherhood, يعني التي من فروع, that iman that seals this brotherhood, which from its branches, the branches of that iman, is that some of the people of iman supplicate for others, يعني that they supplicate for one another, and that they love one another. And that they love one another. يعني unqualified love for the people of iman, whatever nation they might be from, whatever be the color of their skin, or their language, or the land that they were born in, or the time period in history, that this is al-musharaka fil iman, that what they share is iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which causes them to care about one another, and to supplicate for one another, and to have love for one another. The Shaykh, he says, وَلِهَذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّعَاءِ نَفِي الْغِلِّ عَنِ الْقَلْبِ الشَّامِلَ لِلْقَلِيلَ الْغِلْ وَكَثِيرِهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning this supplication that we should say for one another, that Allah forgive us and forgive yani those who preceded us in iman, he said, after this he mentions, after this supplication, the negation of having hatred or ill will or enmity in the heart, whether it is a little bit of it or a lot of it. Yani we should not have any yani ghil, any adawa or baghdha for the people of iman. And this negation of this yani being in the heart, the ill will or the hatred being in the heart for the believers, if it is yani negated, if it is nullified, if it is removed, then it establishes the opposite of it in the heart, and that is al-mahabba bayn al-mu'mineen wal-mawalat wal-nus, yani that between the believers there's love and there's allegiance and there's goodwill for one another, and everything yani that is similar to this from amongst the rights of the believers. Then the Shaykh says, فَوَصَفَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ السَّحَابَ بِالْإِيمَانِ يعني مَنْ بَعْدِ السَّحَابَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those who came after the Sahaba as also having Iman. And that is because in his saying, يعني, may Allah forgive us and may Allah forgive those of our brothers who preceded us in Iman, this is an indication that those who preceded and we ourselves who are supplicating with this supplication, that we share in this very same Iman. And this also is an indication that the people who came after the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, that they follow them in the aqaid of Iman and the usul of Iman, that they have the same aqidah and they have the same fundamentals of Iman as the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. And he said this is the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and that no people are truthfully described with this condition yani in its completeness except yani the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And he also described them in this ayat of affirming yani acknowledging their sins and seeking forgiveness for their sins and seeking forgiveness for the sins of one another, yani the believers acknowledge their sins, they seek forgiveness of their sins and they seek forgiveness for one another. And then the Shaykh says here, and this point I want to emphasize, yani of the utmost importance, every one of us can take it to heart individually. Yani, this will be a means of rectification of our hearts individually, and it will be means of rectification of the hearts of the believers in general, and it will be a means of rectification of the Muslim society. He said that in this ayat also is an indication of ijtihadihim fi izalat al-ghil wal-haqd an qulubihim li-ikhwanihim al-mu'minina. That also in this is an indication that the believers, the true believers, they strive, they make ijtihad to remove the ghil, to remove the hatred and the rancor, to remove the ill feelings from their hearts, that they strive to do this, to remove from their hearts any ill will towards their believing brothers, yani towards the other believers. And this is understood because their supplication, yani that Allah remove from their hearts any ill will for the believers, this necessitates that they actually yani in supplicating for something that they actually strive themselves to achieve it. And this also includes or indicates the love that they have for one another and to love for one another what they love for themselves and to strive to achieve yani for one another what they achieve for themselves, those who are present and those who are absent, those who are living and those who are dead. And then the Shaykh, he goes on to mention, and we're going to close with this, of this tafsir of this ayat, that in this ayat also there's an indication of from the rights of the believers for one another. Yani this in this ayat is an indication, and the hadha min jumlatul huquq, yani this is some of the rights that the believers have for one another, that is that they supplicate for one another and they have love for one another and that they strive to remove any hatred for the other believers, no matter what country they are from, what masjid they are from, what jama'ah they belong to, that Muslims strive to remove from their hearts hatred for other people of Iman, the people who have Iman. And then then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals this ayat with, or seals this supplication with two of His noble names, which indicate the completion and the perfection of His rahmah. Kamal rahmatillah wa shiddat ra'fatihi wa ihsanihi bihim. Yani two names that indicate the completion and the perfection of the rahmah of Allah and the seriousness or the strength, severe, the strength of His mercy and His kindness and His yani goodness towards the believers. And those two names are Ra'uf Rahim, and these two names yani include within them yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq, that Allah would give tawfiq for the believers, yani to fulfill the rights of Allah and the rights of the worshippers of Allah. Yani may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to his yani characteristics of mercy and kindness, may he grant us the tawfiq to fulfill not only his rights but also the rights of the servants of Allah, the believers, whoever they may be. The third point from the last 5 points that the Shaykh makes, and the Shaykh goes into some lengthy yani discussion concerning this particular point. Also, it is of the most important points of the rectification of the hearts and the rectification of the believers and the society of the believers. It is yani the rectification of the hearts through taking the Quran as one's constant companion and reciting it frequently with contemplation and reflection. The Shaykh says, وَيَصْلِحُ الْقَلْبُ بِالْقُرْآنِ, yani that the heart is rectified, is mended, is reformed by the Quran, بِأَنْ يَجَعَلُهُ الْمُسْلِمُ سَمِيرَهُ وَأَنِيسَهُ, that the Muslim makes the Quran his samir. Yani the samir is your yani companion in nightly conversation. Yani that a person spends their night with the Quran, in recitation of the Quran, whether in salat or outside of the salat. That a person spends their nights not with the television, not with the radio, not with the internet, but rather with the book of Allah, the speech of Allah. That the Quran, that the Muslim makes the Quran his samir and his anis. Yani the anis is one's close, intimate companion. That the Quran becomes our close companion, our dearest, intimate friend. And in this way, فَيُكْثِرُ مِنْ تِلَاوَتِهِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ, in this way, the Muslim will increase in their recitation of the Quran and their reflection and contemplation over its meanings. فَيَكُونُ غَالِبًا عَلَى ذِكْرِهِ عَامِرًا بِهِ وَقْتَهُ, and in this way, yani most of the time, the person will spend most of their time in the yani recitation of the Quran. They will fill their time with recitation of the Quran. فَيَحْصُلُ لَهُ طُمَأَنِينَةُ الْقَلْبُ وَسَكِينَةُ الْقَلْبُ, and in this way the person will achieve yani calm and rest and tranquility of the heart. Yani by spending one's time with the Quran, most of one's time with the Quran. The Shaykh says, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, yani he describes the believers as those who yani الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, whose hearts find rest, find calm and tranquility. Their hearts find tranquility in the remembrance of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, isn't it so that in the remembrance of Allah hearts find tranquility, find rest, find calm. Yani it is in the remembrance of Allah. The Shaykh says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that is reported by Imam Muslim from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّكِينَةِ وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are no people who gather together in a house from the houses of Allah. مجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله, that there are no people who gather together in any of the houses of Allah, in any of the masajid. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, reciting the book of Allah. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهَا بَيْنَهُمْ, and studying it amongst themselves. This doesn't happen, that a people gather together in the house of Allah, reciting the book of Allah and studying the book of Allah, except that السَّكِينَة, yani tranquility, will descend upon them. And الرَّحْمَة will engulf, will envelop them. The mercy of Allah will envelop them. And the angels will surround them. And Allah will mention them amongst those who are with Him, yani with the angels. And here again, yani the Shaykh is emphasizing the point with this ayat and with this hadith, the importance of the remembrance of Allah in bringing about tranquility to the hearts and mercy upon the believers and the protection of the angels through the remembrance of Allah. The Shaykh says, As-sakinatu ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhawat amrun yaja'alahu Allah fi qalb al-insan. That as-sakina, yani tranquility, the rest, the calmness, the satisfaction of the heart is something that Allah places in the heart of the human being. Yani it's not something that a person can buy, that they can purchase, that they can compel anyone to give them. Rather, it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the heart of the human being. فَيَتْمَئِنُّ وَيُوقِنُ. And as a result of that, the person finds rest. Yani they find satisfaction, tranquility, peace, and they become certain, they have certainty. وَلَا يَكُونُ قَلِقًا. And they will not be worried after that. وَلَا شَاكًا. And they will not be doubtful. وَلَا مَرْتَابًا. And they will not be skeptical or uncertain after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down upon their hearts the sakina. وَهَذِي السَّكِينَةُ يَسْعَدُ بِهَا الْإِنسَانِ وَيَزْدَادُ بِهِ الْإِيمَانِ. And a person, due to this sakina, the person will find happiness and good fortune. And the person will be increased in iman. The iman will be increased by the sakina of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Fath, the 48th surah and 4th ayat. هُوَ الَّذِي, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعْ إِيمَانِهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who sends down a sakina upon the hearts of the believers in order to increase them in iman along with the iman that they already have. The Shaykh says, وَلَا سِيَمَا تِلَاوْتُ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, the remembrance of Allah and especially the recitation of the Qur'an. فَإِنَّهَا أَعْظَمُ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Because indeed the recitation of the Qur'an is the greatest dhikr of Allah. Yani the dhikr of Allah and especially the recitation of the Qur'an, which is the greatest dhikr of Allah, is a sababun لِتُمَأَنِينَةِ الْقُلُوبِ. It is a cause or reason for a person to have calmness in their heart. وَسَبَبٌ لِنُزُولِ السَّكِينَةِ فِي الْقُلُوبِ. And it is also a cause due to which the sakina, the tranquility, descends upon the heart. وَسَبَبٌ لِغِشْيَانَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And it is also a cause due to which, يعني, that the people are engulfed or enveloped with the rahmah of Allah. وَكُلُّ هَذَا عَمْرٌ يُصْلِحُ الْقَلْبَ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ أَعْظَمُ الْأَثَرُ فِي الْقَلْبِ. And all of this, all of these affairs are things which rectify the heart, reform the heart, and mend the heart, and due to which, يعني, there will be a great or the greatest impact, يعني, upon the heart is due to, يعني, the sakina of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني, removing doubts and removing uncertainty and removing worries. And this, yani the greatest cause of this, or the means through which a person can attain this, is through the remembrance of Allah and especially through the recitation of the Quran. The Shaykh, he says, in continuation of this particular point, the importance of taking the Quran as one's yani samir, as one's anis, yani the dear intimate friend, the one that one, yani the one that you take to hold conversation within the night. That is the recitation of the Quran. The Shaykh says, فَيَنْبَغِي عَلَيْنَا أَيُّهَا الْأَخْوَةِ أَن نَحْرِصَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُكْثِرَ مِنْ تِلَاوَةِ كِلَامِ رَبِّنَا. So it is incumbent upon us to be diligent in increasing our recitation of the speech of our Rabb, the Kalamullah. وَأَن نَجْعَلَ لِخَيْرِ الْكَلَامِ خَيْرُ الْأَوْقَاتِ. And that we make for the best speech, the speech of Allah, the Quran, that we should select the best time that we have. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ أَن نَجْعَلَ لِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ أَقَلُّ أَوْقَاتِنَا. And it is not befitting of us, O brothers, that we take the least of our time and use that for the recitation of the Qur'an. Or the times in which we are not free, that when we are occupied or we are busy with other things, that we use this time for recitation of the Qur'an. Rather, يَنْبَغِي أَن نَجْعَلْ لِكَلَامِ رَبِّنَا حَظًّا عَظِيمًا مِّنْ وَقْتِنَا. But rather, for this speech of our Rabb, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an, we should make a great portion of our time for the recitation of the Quran. فَنَتْلُوا كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَنَتَدَبَّرُوا كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَنَجْعَلُوا قُلُوبَنَا نَخْشَعُ صَادِقَةً لِكَلَامِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So it is incumbent upon us to place or to set aside a great portion of our time for the recitation of the Kalam of Allah, the Quran, and to reflect upon the Kalam of Allah, the Quran, and to make our hearts to have sincere khashya, yani humility, to be in awe of the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in summary, the Shaykh says, أيها الفضلاء الأخيار, إن الخير, that indeed all goodness, والنفع, and every benefit, والصلاح, and righteousness, والسعادة, prosperity, or success, or good fortune, في الدنيا والآخرة, in this world as in the next life, it is in the Qur'an and التدبر, تدبر, يعني the reflection and contemplation on the Qur'an. Every goodness, every benefit, every righteousness, yani every success or prosperity in this world and the next, it is in reciting the Quran and reflecting upon the Quran. وَلَن تَنْتَفِعَ قُلُوبَنَا بِأَعَظَمَ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّنَا. And there's nothing, never, there could never be anything more beneficial to our hearts than the speech of our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the Shaykh closes with two statements from Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi. He said, Ibn Qayyim says, Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim says, لا شيء أنفع للقلب من قراءة القرآن بالتدبر والتفكر. There's nothing that is more beneficial to the heart than the recitation of the Quran with reflection and contemplation. And this is a reminder to us of the importance of not only reading the Quran, but reading it carefully. Yani giving care to the meanings that we came across when we read the Quran. Reflecting and contemplating over the Quran. فَإِنَّهُ يُورِثُ الْمَحَبَّ. Because this recitation of the Quran with tadabbur, with contemplation, and tafakkur, with reflection, it causes a person to have al-mahabba, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالشَّوْقَ, longing or yearning to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَى, and fear and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْإِنَابَ وَالتَّوَقَّلُ, and turning back to Allah in repentance, and putting our trust and our reliance upon Allah totally. وَالرِّضَى وَالتَّفْوِيدُ وَالشُّكْرُ وَالصَّبْرُ, and also being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, reciting the Quran with contemplation and reflection brings about all of these things. Yani, love for Allah, and longing for Allah, and fear and hope of Allah, and turning back to Allah, causes us to turn to Allah in repentance, and put our trust in Allah, and to be pleased with Allah, and to entrust our affairs to Allah, and to be thankful to Allah, and to be patient with Allah. وَسَارَ الْأَحْوَالَ الَّتِي بِهَا حَيَاةُ الْقَلْبِ وَكَمَالُهُ, and all of the other things. Yani, recitation of the Quran, reflection, brings about all of these things, and all of the other things due to which the heart has life, and due to which the heart is completed and perfected. وَكَذَلِكَ يَزْجُرُ عَنْ جَمِيعَ الصِّفَاتِ وَالْأَفْعَالِ الْمَذْمُومَ وَالَّتِي بِهَا فَسَادُ الْقَلْبُ حَلَاكُ. And also, in the same way, the recitation of the Quran with reflection and contemplation also causes, it pushes back, it prevents, it causes us to restrain ourselves from all of the characteristics and all of the actions and behavior that are blameworthy and due to which the heart is corrupted and destroyed. يَقُولُ الْإِمَامُ Ibn Qayyim رَحِيمُهَا اللَّهُ. He said, Ibn Qayyim, concerning the contemplation and reflection of the Quran and its benefits, فَلَوْ عَلِمَ النَّاسُ مَا فِي كِرَاةِ الْقُرْآنِ بِالتَّدَبُّرِ. Yani that if the people knew, and this is an indication that the people do not know, yani that we do not know, فَلَوْ عَلِمَ النَّاسُ, if the people knew, مَا فِي كِرَاةِ الْقُرْآنِ, the benefits that are contained in the recitation of the Quran with tadabbur, لَشْتَغَلُوا بِهَا عَنْ كُلِّ مَا سِوَاهَا, then they would have occupied themselves with the Quran to the exclusion of everything else. Meaning that if people really knew the benefit of recitation of the Quran with reflection, reciting the Quran, reflecting on its meaning, yani contemplating its meanings, understanding its meanings, and acting upon its meanings. If people knew this, then they would have occupied themselves with the Qur'an to the exclusion of everything else. Yani, we wouldn't have time for anything except the Qur'an. If we knew that which the Qur'an contains of good. فَإِذَا قَرَأَهُ بِتَفَكُّرٍ حَتَّى مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ هُوَ مُحْتَاجِ إِلَيْهَا فِي شِفَاءَ قَلْبِهِ قَرَّرَهَا وَلَوْ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ وَلَوْ لَيْلَةَ كَامِلَةٍ. So that if a person came to know this, and they read the Qur'an with contemplation and reflection, until they came across an ayat in the Qur'an that they were in need of for the healing of their heart, then they would have repeated it, even if they had to repeat it 100 times, even if they had to repeat it for a complete entire night. This is the end of the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. So the Shaykh, he says, فَقِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ بِالتَّفَكُّرِ هِيَ أَصْلُ صَلَاحِ الْقَلْبِ. So indeed, the recitation of the Qur'an with reflection, contemplating its meanings, understanding its meanings, accepting the meanings in our hearts, and acting upon it. هِيَ أَصْلُ صَلَاحِ الْقَلْبِ. It is the foundation of the rectification, of the purification, of the righteousness, the uprightness of the heart. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودِ. And for this reason, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from amongst, yani he is considered to be the most knowledgeable of the companions of the Quran, along with Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, لا تحذوا القرآن حذ الشعر ولا تنفروه نثر الدقل وقفوا عند عجائبه عند عجائبه وَحَرِّكُوا بِهِ الْقُلُوبِ وَلَا يَكُونُ حَمَّ أَحَدِكُمْ آخِرُ السُّورَةِ. Yani Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, talking about the ways in which the Qur'an is read, and warning against this type of reading of the Qur'an. He said, لَا تَحَظُّ الْقُرْآنِ حَظَّ الشِّعْرِ. Yani, do not recite the Qur'an the way people recite poetry. Yani, قِرَاءَ سَرِيَة. Do not recite the Qur'an quickly, speedily, hastily. وَلَا تَنْثُرُوهُ نَثْرَ الدَّقَلِ. And do not, yani, speak the words of the Qur'an in a way that a person throws away, yani, bad dates. Meaning, carelessly, without consideration. Yani, don't recite the words of the Qur'an carelessly, without reflection, without contemplation, without care, without looking and inspecting and examining what is being recited. Yani, here what Abdul Mas'ud is saying, yani, do not recite the Quran the way the poet recites poetry, quickly, just to recite what they are reciting without yani any care that it is contemplated over. Rather, what is important in the recitation of poetry is that it sounds good, that it rhymes. Don't recite the Quran like this. Yani, don't recite the Quran in a manner that it sounds beautiful and people like to hear the way we recite it, without consideration to the meanings of the Qur'an, because the sound of the Qur'an is not what is important. Rather, it is the contemplation and reflection upon its meanings. Abdul Mas'ud, he said, وَقِفُوا عِنْدَ عَجَائِبِهِ. And stop upon, yani, those amazing things that you found in the Qur'an. Yani, al-ajaib. Yani, some of the scholars said that the jinn, when they heard the Qur'an, they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا Qur'anan ajaba. We have heard an amazing recitation. Yani, it contains amazing truths. The Qur'an is full of al-ajaib. Yani, the greatness of the indications of the ayats of the Qur'an, what they point to. The greatness of the meanings of the Qur'an and the signs that it contains. And the goals and objectives that it points to. And the proofs and the evidences and the strength of the meanings of the words of the Qur'an is very, very amazing. وَقِفُوا عِنْدَ عَجَائِبِهِ. Yani, stop upon these things when you found them in the Qur'an. وَحَرِّكُوا بِهِ الْقُلُوبِ. And move, make the heart be moved by the Qur'an. Yani, meaning, in the same way that the tongue moves when it recites the Qur'an, the heart should be moved by the recitation of the Qur'an. Meaning, the heart should be impacted, it should be affected, it should cause a change in the person's thinking, in their beliefs, in their behavior, in their actions. حَرِّكُوا بِهِ الْقُلُوبِ. cause the hearts to be moved by the Quran. وَلَا يَكُونُ هَمُّ أَحَدِكُمْ آخِرُ سُورَةً. And don't let your concern, don't let the concern of any one of you be the end of the surah, meaning just completing the recitation, getting to the end of the chapter, getting to the end of the juz, getting to the end of the recitation of the Quran. Don't let our concern being, let's get it over. But rather our concern should be, yani, when will I understand the Quran? When will I take heed to the Quran? When will I be warned by the Quran? When will I benefit from the Quran? When will I take a lesson from the Quran? Yani, a person should not be hasty in the recitation of the Quran. Rather, one should take one's time until there's some benefit, until a person, yani, begins to take heed and, yani, begins to be affected, that the Quran begins to push us to do that which is good and to repulse us from that which is evil. فَصَلَاحُنَا وَخَيْرُنَا أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةَ بِأَنْ نَتْلُو كَلَامَ رَبِّنَا سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مُتَدَبِّرِينَ متفكرين وأن نخشع لكلام ربنا خشوعا صادقا يكون في القلب. And the Shaykh said that our, yani, the rectification of ourselves and our hearts and all good, it is in reciting the speech of our Rabb, reflecting upon it, contemplating it, and making our hearts to have, yani, khushu'a for the speech of Allah. Yani, that when we recite the Quran, we recite it realizing it's the speech of the Rabbil Alameen. That we are in awe, that we are humbled by the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely. That we have this in our hearts, this feeling. And this will produce salahan, yani righteousness. And it will produce khayran, goodness. And it will produce barakah, blessings. And it will produce tuma'anina, yani tranquility in the heart. The fourth of the five things that we are ending with in this discussion of the impact of the Quran in mending the hearts, the Shaykh says, إِنَّ مَنْ أَرَادَ الصَّلَاحِ وَدَعَى إِلَى الْإِصْلَاحِ يَنْبَغِي عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَتَمَسَّكَ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَمِنْ تَمَسُّقِهِ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَتَمَسَّكَ بِسُنَّةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That whoever desires, intends, as salah, righteousness for themselves, wada'a ila al-islah, and they call to rectification of others, it is incumbent upon such a one, and yatamassak bi kitabillah, to hold fast, to stick to adhere to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from adhering to the book of Allah, part of it is adhering to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, indeed, this is the last, though the next to the last of the points that the Shaykh mentions concerning the rectification of the hearts. Yani, whoever wants righteousness for themselves and rectification of the others around them, then it is incumbent for us to stick to, adhere to, strictly adhere to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And adhering to the Book of Allah entails adhering to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh says, Wallahi, I swear by Allah. Thumma wallahi. Thumma wallahi. Lan yuslih kulub al-umma. Wa lan yuslih hal al-umma. He said, I swear by Allah, and then I swear by Allah, and then I swear by Allah, that the hearts of the people of this ummah and the condition of this ummah would never be rectified. Not by ahzabun, different sects or parties, or jama'atun, or different groups of Muslims. Not by afkarun, yutliquha fulanun fulan, nor by the thoughts, or the thinking, or the innovated ideas of so and so and such, would never rectify the hearts of the ummah, or the condition of the ummah. وَإِنَّمَا يُصْلِحُ الْأُمَّةِ وَيُصْلِحُ قُلُوبَ الْأُمَّةِ لُزُومُ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَلُزُومُ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِفَهْمِ السَّلَفِ الْأُمَّةِ. That indeed the only thing that will rectify the hearts of the people of this ummah, rather the only thing that will rectify the hearts of human beings, yani whoever wants reformation, reconstruction, yani the establishments of justice in the land or in the earth. It can only be done, yani, through the rectification of the hearts of the people. And this can only be done by sticking to the Book of Allah and sticking to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah in accordance with the understanding of the early generations of this Ummah, yani the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and the Tabi'un, those who followed them, and the Atba' Tabi'in, those who followed them, yani the early generations of the people who were upon Islam, the pure Islam that was established by our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. The rectification of the hearts of the people and the rectification of the Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ will not yani be established by sects and parties and groups and new thoughts. Rather, it will only be affected by sticking to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Allah according to the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and those who followed them this way. فَهَذَا هُوَ طَرِيقُ الصَّلَاحِ وَالْإِصْلَاحِ. This is the way of righteousness for oneself and the way of rectification of the society. وَمَنْ سَلَكَهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِحِينَ. So whoever traveled on this path, he will be of the reformers, the real reformers who rectify society. وَمَنْ تَرَكَهُ, and whoever abandoned this road, وَقَالَ سَآوِي إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْفِتْنِ, and I will seek refuge in other than this way, and I will seek protection from fitna in other than this way. Whoever says this, whoever says, I will be from such and such jama'ah, or I will be with such and such party or group, hezb, or that I will take the opinions of so and so and such and such, yani other than that which came from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, wallahi la yakunanna min al-mufsidin. Indeed, by Allah, he will only be of those who corrupt. لَا يَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْغَارِقِينَ فِي الْفِتْنِ. He will definitely be of those who will drown in trials and tribulations and fitna. وَلَا يَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ مَنْ يَقُودُ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَى الشَّرْعَ الْعَظِيمِ. Indeed, he will only be of those who will lead this Ummah to a tremendous evil. The last point that the Shaykh makes, and we're going to close with this as we near the end of our time. فَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ أن نكون صالحين مسلحين فلنبدأ بأنفسنا. يعني the final advice of the Shaykh, that if, O brothers and sisters, if we desire, if we intend to be صالحين مسلحين, يعني people who are righteous within ourselves and people who bring about righteousness, rectification of the society, then we must begin with ourselves. Yani all that has preceded, the Shaykh ends with what? That if we want to be righteous, if we want to rectify others, then we must begin with ourselves. بِأَن نُرْبِطَهَا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِخَيْرِ فَهْمٍ بِفَهْمِ الْأَخْيَارِ بِفَهْمِ صَحَابَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. How is it that we can be righteous and that we can rectify the society? It is that we begin with ourselves by tying our hearts to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah with the best understanding, the understanding of the best of people, the understanding of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yani meaning, in summary, that it is incumbent upon us to begin by tying our hearts to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, and understanding the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah as it was understood by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثُمَّ لِنَنْقُلْ ذَلِكَ إِلَى بُيُوتِنَا. And then when we have tied ourselves to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and the understanding of them, the understanding of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, then we must convey this to our homes. إِلَى زَوْجَاتِنَا, to our wives or our spouse, yani sisters to their husbands and brothers to their wives, ila abnaina, to our sons, ila banatina, to our daughters. Yani we must start with ourselves and then to our own homes, to our wives and our children. and then to the people around us. نُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْحِرْصَ عَلَى حِفْظِ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That we teach our families to have diligence and eagerness in memorizing the speech of Allah, the book of Allah, the Quran. وَالْحِرْصَ عَلَى تَدَبُّرْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And to have diligence in reflecting upon the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْحِرْصَ عَلَى الْعَمَلْ بِمَا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And that we have diligence in acting upon what is contained in the book of Allah عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. وَأَنْ نَكُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And that we, in this hirs of memorizing the Qur'an, and reflecting on the Qur'an, and acting upon the Qur'an, that we do it in accordance with the minhaj, the way of the Salaf al-Salih. May Allah be pleased with them, yani the companions and those who follow them in righteousness. فَإِذَا بَنَيْنَا أُسْرَتَنَا عَلَى هَذَا الْمِنْهَجِ الرَّشِيدِ. So if we build our houses upon this rightly guided minhaj, methodology, way, اجتمعت الْأُسْرَ عَلَى هَذَا الْخَيْرِ, then all of the families, yani that are built upon this, will join together upon this khair. فَتَسْعُدُ الْبِلَادِ. Then the land, yani the people, the whole country, will be prosperous and will be successful. وَتَصْلِحُ الْبِلَادِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ. And the country, yani, will become upright, will be reformed. And the conditions, the ahwal, will be reformed. بِهَذَا الطَّرِيقَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. By this upright way. Yani the land will not be reformed. The people will not be reformed except upon al-manhaj al-rashid, the rightly guided manhaj, that is the manhaj of the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. The Shaykh closes with dua. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِأَسْمَائِهِ الْحُسْنَى وَصِفَاتِهِ الْعُلَى. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His beautiful names and His lofty characteristics. أن يرزقنا قلوبا سليما, that He grant us to have sound, whole, pure hearts. وأن يصلح قلوبنا بكلامه سبحانه وتعالى, and that He reform our hearts through His speech سبحانه وتعالى, the Quran. وأن يجعل قلوبنا خاشعة له, منيبة له, موحدة له سبحانه وتعالى. And that He make our hearts to have yani fear and awe of Him, and that our hearts turn to Him in repentance, and that we single Him out alone for everything that is His right in Tawheed. ويجعلنا مفاتيح لخير مغالقة للشر. And that He will make us the keys to khair, yani meaning the means through which people reach good. ومغالق للشر, and those who prevent evil. وأن يجعلنا رحمة على المؤمنين, and that He make us to be a mercy for the believers. ورحمة على البلاد والإباد, and that He make us a mercy for the lands and for the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم. And that and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the most high and the most knowing. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. And may the salat and salam be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we close this series in this last session and the points that the Shaykh has made here, I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani open our hearts to accept what we have heard, yani that we take it yani into our hearts with sincerity, that we examine ourselves and look at our condition and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve our condition, and that He give us the success in doing that which will be the means through which our hearts are rectified. Yani all of those things that the Shaykh has mentioned here and other than that, and perhaps the most important of them is that which he started with, that is the realization of a tawheed, and that which he ended with, yani that is that we begin with ourselves and our families, yani the rectification of ourselves first and our families and the society around us. Yani may Allah make the Muslims to realize the rectification of the society is not in making new laws, new rules, or new policies. Rather, the rectification of the individual is the beginning of the rectification of the society. And the rectification of the individual is by rectification of the hearts. And therefore, society will not be changed. Yani, wrongs will not be corrected unless the hearts are reformed. And the means of reformation of the hearts is the Quran, the establishment of Tawheed, adhering to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, and the understanding of the righteous predecessors of this Ummah, having sincerity, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who controls our hearts, to reform our hearts, to rectify our actions, and to make us to be of those who are salih, righteous in ourselves, and muslih, yani those who are concerned about the rectification of the society and the people around us. And I'm going to close with the saying that I heard in the khutbah today, that the tragedy is not in the yani unjust murder of a man, rather the tragedy is in the fact that a person dies upon other than Islam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.